This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Why?
With Ben and Woods.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
Presented by Hamul Casino.
Yes!
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do this. Three stories that make you shake your head. You know, it's a benchmark.
It's a benchmark.
We do it every single day
at this time
on Ben and Woods. Got a little open to it. We got some music.
Yeah.
Under it. And we go from here. And I will start with James Harden. I guess the don't do this is if you're going to kind of trash your teammates and force a trade, probably not a great idea to be also in the process of opening a luxury restaurant in that same city. But James Harden, who is a gourmand, is opening a restaurant in Houston. It's not even open yet. It's named 13 after its jersey number. It's set to open its doors later this month. But because fans were so upset with Harden's antics to get, you know, traded out of Houston, they've already started leaving one-star reviews on Yelp of 13, James Harden's restaurant. Here's a little sampling of some of the reviews of 13. Literal trash, just like James Harden.
Oh my God.
The owner doesn't know how to cook it up in the court.
Oh, God. Did you write these?
Doesn't quite have that championship taste. toxic owner. Food just never comes out finished. Definitely a choking hazard.
Oh.
Owner walked out on the chefs. He brought himself in himself. Wouldn't touch this place with a 4-mile-long pole.
Oh, my God. You got to just stop construction, right? Like, you're done. Like, that's you're not. It's not going to be successful.
There is some nice guys out there, though. Someone left a 5-star review and said, hey, the owner carried my team for 8 years and made us relevant. Wishing James Harden well.
The one rational sports fan in Houston. Holy cow.
The new spot will offer fine wine, cocktails, and steaks. So people can at least enjoy his food, even though he's now playing in Brooklyn, not Houston anymore.
Just incredible. This story, guys, is going to make your blood boil. We had Casey Stern on our show during the pandemic. You may remember him as he hosted a drive time talk show on Sirius XM, one of the most prominent faces at Turner Sports. He is now suing Warner Media for taking him off the air and putting him out of a job as he went through the personal hell that we interviewed him about. He has 3 kids, and his ex-wife Sharon Stern and her boyfriend were physically abusing them and torturing them. This guy, Casey Stern, was doing everything in his power to get his children back. They are aged 3, 5, and 6. At the time, he was embroiled in, and we talked to him about it. It was a legal hell that he was in at the time, meeting with sheriffs. It said, "Hey, we really can't do anything about it." I mean, those are his children, his babies. He says that Turner Sports was less than sympathetic to his needs as he tried to legally extricate the kids away from their mother. Well, here's where this will make your blood boil. So he filed papers. He's suing them. And essentially, this was one of the quotes from John O'Connor, NBA TV's executive producer, said, quote, "When are you going to stop using this family situation as an excuse?" On another occasion, Stern claims Turner's director of talent relations, Olivia Scarlett, told him, look, a lot of us have nanny issues. Nanny issues. These are his children that were being beaten and tortured, and he was doing everything in his power to get them back. So they have phased him out completely. They did not renew his contract, and he is now suing them, and I hope he takes them for $1 billion. Casey Stern, my heart broke for him that day. When we put up his fundraiser, people all over the country, my parents were given money. It was heartbreaking to hear that dude's story, and to see that you lose your job at the end of all that is the worst type of humanity that exists.
Well, he did sound like a genuinely good guy. I don't know him, but his story certainly moved all of us.
Oh man, brought me to tears
when we heard it.
I hope he gets everything he asks.
I hate
for.
That he's now suffering even more
because
of something he's already been suffering for so long here.
Blood boiling.
Oh, awful. Hate those situations. Finally, Hall of Famer Charles Barkley is taking some heat for a take he had last night on Inside the NBA. He's sitting at the table with Kenny and Shaq and the guys. And Charles Barkley said NBA players should go to the front of the vaccine line.
Oh, boy.
He said, we need 300 million shots. Give 1,000 to some NBA players, NFL players, hockey players, Barkley said. As much taxes as these players pay, they deserve some preferential treatment. Give some credit to Kenny the Jet Smith, who pretty much came back instantly and said, dude, people, pre-existing conditions, healthcare
yes.
workers, the elderly. It's a life or death situation for these people, and you want to move the pro athletes to the front of the line?
Oh, God, it's the worst look.
You can't go there. I don't think you can go there. Chuck kept doubling down on it and goes, hey, you know what? These guys, they deserve it. Go, you know, give them the shots first.
Oh, God.
So they can keep playing basketball and keep paying their taxes.
Chuck, one of those things that I think, you know what, you're entitled to your opinion. It's one of those things that you can think, and hell, it's even one of those things that you can say and discuss amongst friends. You don't say it on the air. We have a lot of those things.
You know, it's, I'll say this. There are some people who place worth on someone based on how much they financially contribute to
Correct.
Society. I don't necessarily subscribe to that theory. It really is one of the fundamental political divides that we have. People who value the financial contributions of a certain group
yep.
over another group. And I just don't believe in that. It's important. I want to go earn as much money as possible. I know you do as well, Woods, and provide for our families and everything, but I don't want that to be what defines me as a person.
Correct.
How much money I make, that's not my value. And I didn't like that Charles Barkley was essentially saying, well, these players deserve more because they make more money.
Right.
No,
it doesn't work that way.
That's not how it works.
No, man. I mean, yeah, teachers, frontline workers, marijuana delivery drivers, those are the important ones.
That is Don't Do This for a Friday.
That was Don't Do This, brought to you by Hamul Casino. Get away and embrace the escape at San Diego's newest, closest, and most winningly generous place to play. Safe and smart, Hamul Casino, Highway 94 to Campo Road.
Speaking of money, Craig Elston, who joins us each week on his Crossing Streams podcast to give us his recommendations for, you know, virtual TV watching, whatever's good going on the air right now, did something a little bit different. There's so many streaming services, Woods.
Yes.
And most of us can't really afford all of them. I mean, if you're paying...
Charles Barkley can.
NBA players can. They go to the front of the line.
Right.
But you have to make some decisions. So he kind of went through and which ones are the best value, which one are you getting the most show, basically, for your dollar, which ones might be expendable. Maybe you don't need to be forking over the $15 a month or $17.99 for a couple of those services where you could be getting more content somewhere else. So Craig has kind of done the hard work for his podcast listeners and our listeners, and he's going to share some of the results that he found based on his recommendations. So we're going to do that coming up next with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.